95.7 The Hog. It's the Morning Hog Happy Hour. Riggs and Guy Brew Review. A fun Oktoberfest installment. And that's Josh and Amelia over at SR Parade headquarters. I wish you were here so we could kind of celebrate Oktoberfest and Hogtoberfest in a proper fashion. But, you can celebrate these at home. Beer, so you take them in your garage or your living room or your couch or, hey, a closet if you have to, whatever it is. Get these beers. We've tried two great ones. Where are we going next?
Next is going to be Wursteiner. This is their Oktoberfest special edition.
Now, is that W-O-R-S or W-A-R-S?
W-A-R-S.
Okay.
Wursteiner.
So, okay.
Oh, Wursteiner. Do you like that? I said it in a native language. Yeah. Yeah. It's,
I don't think they say the R's as prevalent. But.
I'm pretty sure they do, Guy. I've listened to a lot of Rammstein albums.
Exactly.
So you're a pro in the German language.
I feel like I am. Now, these are the real deal beers, right?
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. All these breweries we're talking about today have a very large presence in the actual Oktoberfest events over there in Munich. This particular one, like we spoke about with Hofbräu, is also brewed with the Germany purity law in mind. You know, it's a very important thing to them over there as far as quality and stuff is concerned.
Okay.
This one is also clocking in at 5.9%.
Okay.
But all these Oktoberfest beers kind of have the same flavor profile, and they're all obviously slightly different. Again, personally, I get a lot of the honey flavor.
Yeah.
That's coming from the malts. This one, you do get a little bit of the hops on the back end, which is nice, which is kind of absent from some of the other ones. It's really good.
Yeah, and a lot of times it's what you put in your head, too. When you said honey, I'm like, you know what? You do get that on the back end. It does have a sweet finish to it.
Well, I'm picking up the honey more on these import Oktoberfest beers than the American craft beers that we tried a couple of weeks ago. Is that true?
It's very possible. Maybe just with the type of malts that they're using and all that good stuff.
Now, when I was in the Navy, we flew through Germany, and I got to stop for a little bit. And when we stopped, they said, you are not allowed to consume any alcohol.
Oh, boy.
So knowing me, that's the very first place I went.
Well, it doesn't sound like a...
And this definitely tastes like a 100% German beer.
Really?
Absolutely, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very good.
And I did not get in trouble, by the way.
Right. And I know you guys have, many times you've heard me say this on the Brew Review, I call Guy my little honey sometimes, and it's just what I say. And that's what you have in here, a little finish of honey. So it's very good. And to imagine being in the midst of an Oktoberfest, and I've imagined it many times. I've done the one in Helen, Georgia before, which is sort of the poor man's American version of the real German celebration. But it's still
is awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. And it still involves a ton of beer. And the parts that I remember were good, but I feel like this beer tastes better, and I like that part a lot more.
I agree.
Yeah, right?
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, there's only one beer left, but let's savor it. What's our finisher here for this Oktoberfest edition?
So our last one today is going to be Paulaner's Oktoberfest. The bottle looks slightly different than the rest of them. 11.2 ounces. Looks a little bit stubbier, I guess you could say.
Sure.
I know everything there is to know about
being stubby. But 11.2... Yeah,
nothing from either one of you? Did they hang up?
Sorry, I was pouring the beer. So this one is a traditional Marzen. They've been around since 1634. All these breweries we're talking about today have been around for a very long time.
Wow.
So they know what they're doing. They've perfected these recipes, and that's why they're so solid and so delicious.
Okay.
If you check out their website, they are one of those guys right now that are going to be doing an online Oktoberfest event. And everything you need to do your own event at home. So they actually have like a Spotify playlist. You can set your desktop wallpapers, Facebook groups to kind of talk with people and socialize a little bit, and like do-it-yourself decorations that you can print out and do some arts and crafts and decorate the house with and have a good time.
Wow. I mean, it's very progressive, again, for a brewery that has been around since the 1600s, for crying out loud. They wouldn't have to have social media presence, but it's good to know they're doing it.
No, agreed. Yeah, they want everybody to be involved, and it's a lot of fun. This one clocks in at 5.8%,
right.
So just a tad under that 6%, but, you know, still going to get you where you need to go.
Yeah, no kidding. And if you're doing it in the Stein version, that's going to make a big difference as well. Yeah. Yeah. And I wonder, it's a good time to remind people, go ahead and go Stein shopping right now. Find you a good Stein.
Exactly.
You got plenty of time before the thick of Oktoberfest, and a Hoktoberfest for that matter. And maybe if you're coming to our Hoktoberfest party, you can you can bring your own Stein.
I'm lucky enough. I had a friend that moved out, or not lucky that they moved, but they gave me some antique, some actual authentic antique Stein. So I have a shelf on my bar with some nice sized steins that I'll be using.
This is a brilliant way to ring in October and Hogtober and enjoy your Oktoberfest beers. Again, all of these you can find. Tell us where we can chase down these this quad of beers.
Your best bet on these ones are going to be Total Wine and ABC. You'll find some of this in Publix. The Apollinaire for sure. Warsteiner maybe in your Publix as well, but I'm going to let Guy say his famous line there.
Yeah, if you don't want to drive around to find where these are at, you just go to srprod.com/beerfinder, and you can find out exactly which location is closest to you.
All right, early lean on, I know there's, trick-or-treating is pretty much outlawed at this point for social distancing reasons, but early lean on costumes. What do we got? Amelia, what are you doing?
Oh, I've got quite a few options already lined up.
Are you going cowgirl? Are you doing astronaut? Are you going to go as a
something sexy?
Okay. All right. Listen, same with me.
I was going to say, ironically, I'm doing the same.
Yeah, me too. I'm going lifeguard without self awareness. That is my current front runner. And it's a little bit of a. I probably need to do some sit ups. That's all right. I got to have the beer first. Listen. Thank you both. For kicking off the Oktoberfest season right here on the Riggs and Guy Brew Review. Josh and Amelia, SR Parade, and srparade.com/beerfinder. Hit the social media and enjoy the fun. Cheers, guys.
Cheers.